The first issue of Scottsdale's hometown newspaper published before the city was even officially a city. It closed, though, in 2009. But now that paper has relaunched, an anomaly in an era of shrinking local news coverage. From KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Mariana Dale has more.
On this day, journalist Wayne Shutsky and I are making a special trip beneath Scottsdale's Civic Center Library.
Normally, customers aren't allowed through these doors. This is a restricted area.
That's our guide librarian, Richard Howley.
Here we are, and I brought these out from storage.
He shows us a table where decades of the Scottsdale Progress newspaper are spread out. The first issue was published May 6, 1948. Over the years, there are familiar headlines about water, teacher pay, local government.
Too much spending, not enough saving, and no budget.
I don't think stuff has changed all that much.
Wayne Shutsky is here to learn about the history of the paper he's now helping lead as the managing editor.
We're news about Scottsdale for people in Scottsdale.
The Scottsdale Progress has had several owners since it was first published and ultimately closed almost a decade ago. The Progress was resurrected this month as a free weekly paper. The newest owners think they can make money from advertisers. 40,000 copies hit the streets every Sunday.
So I will know I'm successful because I will be talking to people in the community on a daily basis and getting their feedback.
Shutsky says to expect stories from local businesses, the school district, and city council. This type of coverage is increasingly rare. Researchers have started to identify news deserts. Those are places where there either aren't local newspapers, television, or radio stations, or where the media that does exist doesn't do stories about local issues.
Phil Napoli.
Philip Napoli studies news deserts at Duke University. In a recent analysis of 100 communities, he found only 17% of stories distributed to a place were about that place.
So, for instance, we found that communities that were closer to large media markets, their local media outlets actually produced lower levels of local journalism. Similarly, we found that communities with larger Hispanic populations tended to get lower levels of both original and local journalism.
Even fewer stories were written about critical issues like education, the environment, and politics.
The underlying theory there really is that this is the type of information that facilitates well-informed participation in the democratic process.
Put simply, without local news, you might be less likely to vote. Napoli says there are several factors possibly contributing to this decline, including money.
The economics are even more powerfully in favor of content that appeals to a larger audience. So local journalism inherently appeals to a very small audience.
Scottsdale Progress publisher Steve Strickbein is determined to make the economics of local journalism work in Arizona. He had a non-traditional entrance to the news biz in 1997.
I became an accountant. I hated being an accountant. I hated the job. I hated sitting in my office.
So he quit and started a small North Scottsdale publication. Now his company, Times Media Group, has more than a dozen titles.
It all sounds so new and novel and strange. But it isn't. You know, it's the same old story. It's if you tell good stories, you really touch the issues, and you follow up upon them, you're going to have an audience and people will advertise.
Times Media Group isn't the only local paper expanding its footprint in the valley. Independent news media owns 10 community papers here, including one in Scottsdale. Publisher Charlene Bisson shows me where each issue is printed.
So we have a double-deck press. We can print two papers at one time.
She gestures to the machinery towering overhead. There are rolls of paper almost as tall as Bisson herself on the ground nearby. She says local papers give people the information they need to make critical choices.
Our motto is connecting and celebrating the community. So we do a lot of stories that focus on nonprofits and organizations that are looking to change the fabric of the local community they serve.
Bisson says she welcomes healthy competition in the market. There's more than enough news to go around. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.